Rain barrels are now legal in Colorado after several years of debate and opposition from those concerned about possible impacts on downstream water users. Now, conservationists are eyeing them and other water capture tools as a way to stretch the state's overburdened supply. Maeve Conran reports for Connecting the Drops.
Tom Stevens works in the plumbing department of McGuckin's Hardware in Boulder, which stocks three different types of rain barrels.
We got a lot of people looking at them, but not a lot of sales yet.
Sales are expected to increase this month, though. As new legislation goes into effect, Colorado residents can now have up to two rain barrels with a total capacity of 110 gallons for irrigation purposes. But the law limits the barrels to residential use, and many supporters hope to see that change. April Long manages the Clean River Program for the city of Aspen.
I would love for this to be allowed in public facilities. Like, you know, the city of Aspen would love to put this on our city hall, but also, you know, in commercial facilities as well.
That's a sentiment echoed by Patty Mason, executive director of the U.S. Green Building Council, a group involved in crafting the rain barrel legislation.
We would have liked to have seen a much larger opportunity for rainwater harvesting. But where we landed, is that we're going to allow for residents of Colorado to get a great education about how much water we're using, about how much water we can find from another source.
One of those sources might be grey water. That's the water that comes out of showers, clothes washers and sinks, and it's then put to a second beneficial use, like flushing a toilet. Colorado State University is considered a pioneer in this research, but like rain barrels, grey water also comes up against the state's complex water laws.
We have to think about really all of the users downstream, and, you know, to the extent that we can reuse water, fine, but we also need to make sure that we're returning water and contributing to the overall ecosystem.
That's Peter Mayer, an engineer who has prepared water conservation plans for communities like Aspen and Glenwood Springs. He says some water rights, particularly those attached to water from the western slope, allow for reuse. But others, mostly in the Front Range, require that water be used only once. That creates a significant barrier for utilising grey water, something Jonathan Aikens, CU Boulder's campus civil engineer, knows all too well. The University of Colorado worked with the City of Boulder on this issue before constructing a nearly $500,000 system at one of its dorms in 2012.
So we negotiated with them on water rights and to see if we can get the out-of-basin water that we can allocate towards the system, make sure they were comfortable with what kind of water they can provide to CU for that.
The water rights were just one hurdle. The university then had to apply for a series of exemptions and permits from various state agencies. Aiken says the system will reuse about 30% of the building's water. That's about 500,000 gallons.
We have over 500 toilets that we're feeding. Plus, we have to capture all the water as well. So all the capture sources have to come into this room here, too, with a whole new pumping, storage, disinfection system in this room.
In 2013, lawmakers passed a bill that says grey water use is only allowed in areas where local governments have adopted an ordinance. That's created another administrative hurdle for CU. So for the time being, this state-of-the-art system is lying dormant. Aikens hopes to have it fully approved and operational by the end of the year. The actual impact of water capture and reuse is yet to be seen. Water engineer Peter Mayer says it's not technically saving any water. Rather, it's stretching the supply, allowing more to be done with the same amount. And he says he is hopeful that it's part of a larger picture of water conservation.
Ultimately, a lot of small actions can make a difference. And we've shown that with water conservation. You know, a lot of people changing toilets and clothes washers across the country has made a big difference. So there's no reason to think that, you know, a lot of people using gray water or rain barrel, something like that, couldn't also make a difference.
The Colorado Water Plan identifies water reuse as playing an important role in the state's future water supply. In April, Denver created a local program to help oversee grey water use in the city, the first municipal-wide grey water program in the state. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more about conservation through their updated Citizen's Guide to Colorado Water Conservation at yourwatercolorado.org with support from CoBank.